This is Luke and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. On this episode of It's All in the Reflexes, I'm going to be talking about the Big Trouble in Little China card game, Legendary from Upper Deck. Came out 2016. With 400 playable cards, a rubber playmat, dividing cards, a full colour rulebook, all original artwork. It is semi-compatible with other Legendary products, which means you can play other card games with this one. I bought this from Amazon when I saw it at a good price, knowing the price would go up. It always does with Big Trouble in Little China products. I've never played the game, but I have opened the box. I'm a collector, but I do like to open things I'm never going to sell. And I might play it one day, if I can work out the rules. I'm very pleased I have this in my collection, but I do have some problems with it. I don't know if they have the image rights to the characters or not. I'm not an artist at all. But just look at the box, check out my Instagram page at Bigger Trouble in Little China. I have posted a photo. Jack Burton doesn't look like Kurt Russell at all. Lo Pan looks okay. Then at the bottom of the box, there is Egg Chan, who doesn't look like Victor Wong. Next to him, I'm not sure if this is meant to be Gracie Law or Mao Ying. I think it's Gracie. I'm only saying that because of the beauty spot, because it doesn't look like either of them. Wang Chi kind of looks okay. Like I said, I'm not an artist, but I have seen much better artwork out there that looks more like these characters, even tattoos. So maybe they don't have the image rights, I don't know. Even inside the rule book and on the cards, there are more drawings that don't look like the characters. They don't even look like the drawings from the comic book series, which are much better. Like I said, I haven't played the game, but I looked through the cards and they have made a couple of mistakes on the characters' names. The villain monster cards. They have called the Wild Man. This is the creature that takes Gracie Law. They have called him the Catacomb Monster, which is just not right. In the script, it was called a Chinese Wild Man, but now on the toys and other products, it's called the Wild Man. Maybe they have to use the word monster for some strange reason. Then they simply call the Sewer Demon Bug Monster, which is just stupid. If you're going to make a game based on a movie, make sure you get the details right. They should bring fans or experts of the movie. I would be happy to do it, not saying I'm an expert. I have read through the rulebook and the game is very complicated. If you have played this game, please let me know if it's any good. If you're a Big Trouble in Little China fan and like to collect and can get it at a good price, it's well worth having in your collection. If you would like to see what else I collect, check out my other Instagram account at Luke Hatchell. I still have lots more to talk about Big Trouble in Little China. Thank you for listening, and remember, it's all in the reflexes.